It's the US election tomorrow. You've been hearing all about it on Newsbeat. I know who I'm going to vote for. What about you?
I don't know.
I'm going to go onto the news pages online, like Acorn said, and decide after that.
Yeah. I mean, it seems more people actually vote for them over here than over there. If you, what's the Karen's anything to go by earlier on?
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
God. You can't actually vote because you don't live there. And
he's
you're not
19.
American. Oh, he's 19. Sorry, you can. Now, in America at the moment, they are desperately trying to get people to vote. And what they've done is they've recruited pretty much every famous person in the world for some adverts. Like this.
Please, just don't vote. Don't vote.
Don't vote. Don't vote.
No, seriously, don't.
You don't care.
What's the point? Don't.
Don't vote.
Don't vote, really.
Clever what they're doing here, you see.
What? Is it reverse psychology?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
They've got people like Leonardo DiCaprio, they've got Dustin Hoffman, Sarah Silverman, Jennifer Aniston, all doing these messages, right?
Why would you vote?
Who cares? The economy's in the toilet. I don't care. I got so much money.
Don't.
Out of the question. Don't vote. Because who cares about, you know, your children's education?
Reading? Literacy?
Very clever.
Was the one who said, I've just got so much money, was that you?
No.
You haven't been part of the campaign?
No.
Okay.
Very clever, though. The best thing I like about it is the return of the public service announcement, where celebrities tell you what to do. Now, we don't have them here, do we?
No.
It wouldn't really work. Hi, I'm Chico. Don't vote. But in America, celebrities are telling you to vote.
Who cares about global warming and the fact that
our polar ice caps are melting?
I hear polar bears can swim.
Now, this goes on for about 5 minutes.
Do you think that everybody deserves to be taken care of when they're sick? Then maybe you should actually reconsider. Maybe you should vote.
Well, thank you, celebrities, for telling us what to do. I love a public service announcement, I do.
I mean, you could vote if you care about welfare, minimum wage,
the economy, gay rights, abortion rights.
Yeah.
And are they deliberately being condescending?
I don't know.
Can they just not help it?
Dustin Hoffman's on as well. Here's what he says.
All you need is a mouse.
Now, why do you need a mouse to vote?
Hey?
All you need is a mouse.
What do you do? Take it with you to the polling station?
Normally you have to take a polling card with you. Is it different
in
America?
In America,
you have to take a small rodent.
You have to take a mouse.
All you need is a mouse.
Wow.
Well, actually, I didn't know that, so I'm grateful Dustin Hoffman told us that.
See, if I was American a year ago, I would have been fine, because I had two in my house at one point.
Do you get one vote per mouse?
I don't know.
Is that how it's done, though?
All you need is a mouse.
I wish we had more celebrities telling us what to do, don't you, here? I do.
I like it.
I really like it.
I like being told what to do.
All you need is a mouse. Right, I've got an old one here. Okay, here's an old public service announcement. Tell me what this one is for, okay? What are they trying to say to you here?
R2, you're on fire!
R2, you're on fire. That's actual CP3O.
Don't play with matches.
R2-D2, who? What? Don't play with matches. Okay.
Yeah. R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all.
That's right, it's an anti-smoking campaign with R2-D2 having a fag.
So, don't smoke if you're a robot.
Yeah, is the message there.
Oh, hello.
Who's he saying that to?
Oh, hello.
You know smoking is bad for your health, yeah. And it isn't grown up at all. Okay. So, please, don't smoke.
All right.
R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
Oh.
Now,
that sounded a bit like blackmail, didn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, but also, and
yeah, but the people
know,
from Star Wars are telling you not to smoke.
Yeah, but I know we get loads of abuse for this when we say this, but I really don't know a great deal about Star Wars.
No,
but,
that,
but does R2-D2 have arms? Or a mouth?
I think it would be quite hard for him to smoke.
I might Google image R2-D2.
Yeah, Google him.
Well, I'm saying, if he hasn't got arms...
How do you smoke with no arms?
And he hasn't got a mouth, how's he having a fag?
Don't know.
It's poor casting.
There's loads of anti-smoking ones. Here's another one. This is Yogi Bear.
Why do people smoke, Yogi?
According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't.
That's a rubbish slogan, isn't it? According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't. That's rubbish. And here's another Star Wars one for you.
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Oh, that's Don't Let Your Friends Drive Drunk.
Is that a drunk Chewbacca?
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk, the Scott Mills fan site.
Few people have texted in to say apparently it's not an actual mouse, it's like a computer mouse that Dustin Hoffman's talking about, because apparently you can vote online.
All you need is a mouse.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to take a rodent along.
Don't you feel stupid now?
Oh, I feel like an idiot. I've just said that on national radio as well. What a stupid... There's me thinking you have to bring a mouse with you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for texting in that and clearing that up. Cheers. Now, if we were to make a public service announcement, what could we make it for?
Not one to do with technology.
What could we do? What could we tell people what to do?
You could do a dangers of being in the sun too long.
Yeah, I could do. Oh, yeah, that's quite good. I could do that, yeah. Or maybe, please don't shout why you're so fat at comedians, because they'll only shout back at you with a biscuit joke or something to do with someone's mum. Right, I've got another really old public service announcement here, okay? More celebrities telling you what to do. I don't know who this bloke is. I don't know if he's famous. He probably was, because this is really old. This is like from the 50s. Check this one out.
In the middle of the 20th century in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic.
Now,
who's that?
I don't know. But now, I don't think he means fantastic good. I think he means
bad.
No, I think fantastic maybe had a as in incredible. So not in a good way. I think
no.
I think he's
doing the reverse psychology again.
What? People are dope addicts. It's fantastic.
Do you mean like now, when something's bad, it's good?
Hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic.
No, I think that he means it's really shocking. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because obviously, you wouldn't say it was fantastic on a public service announcement, would you? Try and guess what this one's for, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth, don't you stuff it in your face, don't stuff it in your face, though it might look good to eat, though it might look good to eat, and it might look good to taste, and it might look good to taste.
So there's some puppets there, just for you. What's that for, do you think? Hello?
Becky, do you want to go?
Ugh.
Here's some more.
You could get sick. Yuck. Real quick. Ick. Real sick. Real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste.
That's right, it's for stopping kids putting things in their mouths.
What, just...
A public service announcement
for that.
It
might look good to eat bit.
Yeah. No, it's just, when children put stuff in their mouths.
Yeah, okay.
It can be quite dangerous. That one was for.
Okay.
Now, I do have some public service announcements, which I personally love, by the Fonz. I'm not sure I can play them, because, frankly, they're obscene. But they are good.
They're obscene?
Well, a bit, yeah.
Me and Becky don't know who the Fonz is. Who's the Fonz?
He's some TV character from a long time ago,
okay,
I think.
Okay, right.
Right, so I've got this public service announcement from the Fonz, who was in a show called Happy Days.
Okay.
Okay? He was quite a kind of smooth character. This is the first bit.
Hey, would you listen to that beautiful chorus of voices? Thanks, kid.
There's Fonzie saying hi to the kids and them saying hi back. Now, this next thing, a man wearing dungarees then turns up, okay, for the public service announcement, and... He's got a guitar with him, and he sings this, okay? Now, bear in mind, this is for families to watch together. So, like, mum and dad can watch it. Now, I'm not going to play it on air, because I want you to tell me whether you think I can play this on air or not. But hopefully you should be able to hear that now.
Okay. And
okay, here's the Fonz public service announcement. Go.
What? No.
Can't play that.
No, I have to tell you, you can't play that.
I can't play that.
I'm also not responsible for I'm not happy about deciding whether you do play it or whether you don't play it, but
Becky wants to hear it now.
I would kind of say no.
Okay. But this is a public service announcement.
I know.
Played, you know, for kids.
It's trying to... Can I explain it slightly?
All right, Becky's listening now. This is for families back in the day, in the 70s.
I won't say exactly, but can I briefly explain what the...
If you want, yeah.
Yeah. It appears to be trying to teach children... The man singing song is apparently trying to teach children the correct medical term for bottom.
Yeah.
But why do you need to know, like...
I'm not quite sure why they need to know.
No, they want you to know the correct word, that's right. So, I can't play that.
Well, it's very weird to hear a man on a guitar singing a little jolly song about something like that.
I'd rather not be the final person to make that decision.
Okay, all right. That's what I was getting at. Oh, we love this, don't we? Red Light Company, Ski Eugene, Radio 1.